a representative of the team of that era, and you know, I think that, and the thing I found is unique about that Hall of Fame is that it went to go through an educational process of how it works and how they become knowledgeable and how they study this thing. It is a national scope, and these guys are aware. So they look at your performances, I think, from the perspective of during that era and during those times, and watching you come to their games and play. So, but it will definitely have an effect, I would think.
I think it possibly would have an effect on to it. But the only situation I see with it, which I'm not aware of, the way that particular system works, and you know, once you're in the senior committee. On the senior list, how many times that a senior get a chance to come back for a second time? I'm not familiar with that system, so I know that for you know all three of us that was listed in the top 15, the final 15, I'm pretty sure that we will be given great consideration for the future at some point in time.
I'm looking for a record.
Yes.
The ticket.
The Ring of Honor induction. What did you think when you were there? What time was it? What type of an atmosphere was it?
Well, you know, I recall the last one that I went to, and that was for Bob Hayes. And the atmosphere was, to me, was almost like a big party, really. It was like a big party, which is something that, you know, we do a lot, and we did a lot. and we had a lot of fun, you know, and the warmth, environment, the calmness and the peace and the goodness, and these words that I'm using, there's a lot of meaning behind these words because, as Cliff said earlier, you got to remember that, you know, we were a team, and we were not individual players. And that was Coach Landry's system itself, so whenever we get together as a team, and there are players, more than one of us together, you know, there's a feeling there, okay, that a lot of fans, a lot of the news media may not understand that feeling. You know, but there's something there, and you just can't get away from it. And all we have to do really is look in each other's eyes, and you know. You know, I look at my roommate for 10 years, Jethro Pugh. You know, is seeing back then. I'm happy to see you, Buzz. Still, I'm happy to see you still got your mustache. You know, and Leroy Jordan. You know, Leroy. You know, I remember, you know, so many things about Leroy as a leader and how well he brought and cheered the rest of the team, the players, you know, and he was a leader that, you know, loved to see you do good. And Leroy come up to me a lot of times and say, you know, good job, Rayfield, great game, you know, and I've done the same to him and, you know, and Charlie and I see Preston Pearson back there who came and to the club and, you know, had such an impact on our team. And is that Jim Arneson I see? No.
That's my brother.
That's your brother? okay. But no, hopefully, you know, that will answer your question because the feeling that you get at the that I received at the last Ring of Honor that I attended was just overwhelming, just for the players, from the players, you know, in recognition of the one that was going in.
Well, to me, I had a similar feeling. I tell you, it's an incredible feeling for me, and I think that probably all the old former guys, I'm going to say the older guys, it's an unbelievable feeling to walk back and stand and walk back onto the field at Texas Stadium. Your mind flashes on so many experiences, and to walk back and hear the crowd noise, it tells you why you play. You know, it tells you why you were there. And brings back part of a deep emotion. And when Bob Hayes goes in, I mean, images of Bob running those routes and getting caught and trying to cover him in practice and seeing his, you know, backside run away from me, it brought, I mean, it's, and I think that it does something similar to the fans when they see the former players come in and are inducted, because it brings back a great feeling of nostalgia in a great era.
Jerry,
why now?
I mean, with some of it seeing the Hall of Fame snub in January, was that some of the impetus?
Well, I think there's no debate as to Cliff's and our qualifications that are involved here, and these two guys were just next. Mm-hmm. They were next, and I emphasize that word next because an anticipated question is every time we have players come in from the 70s era, does this mean that now we're going to have players from a different era?
And that is going to do it for the press conference announcing that Cliff Harris and Rayfield Wright will be inducted into the Cowboys Ring of Honor. You were listening to that press conference live on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Up next, it is The Hard Line.
A little bit before 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and this is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Tuesday. And we're a little bit on the truncated side today, thanks to the Cowboys press conference. It's a good press conference, though. It's always good when the Cowboys put somebody in the Ring of Honor, because you never know when they're going to do it. Frankly, I didn't know if they would do it this year, because they did last year, didn't they?
Was last year Bob Hayes?
No, it was Tex Schramm, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
Wasn't it?
I thought Bob Hayes was last year. I mean, Tex Schramm went in before Bob Hayes.
Bob Hayes was last year.
Was he?
Didn't he die, like, right around now and then?
Okay, yeah, could have been.
Go in?
Could have been.
Oh, dear. Hayes 01?
Wow.
That time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Wait, when did Bob Hayes die?
It must have been early in 01.
He died 3 years ago. I thought, doesn't it seem like he just died?
Like I say, time flies when you're having fun, Cobra. Anyway, it's always good when they put somebody into the Ring of Honor, and you can scarcely think of many as worthy as Cliff Harris and Rayfield Wright. I mean, they are about as worthy as it gets, although there are a number out there who are still worthy. What about Harvey Martin?
Hopefully, Jerry Jones will get to them sooner or later.
What about Ed Too Tall Jones?
What about Chuck Waters?
Yeah, what about Chuck Waters?
All deserve to be in. Certainly all deserve to be in.
What about Bob Belden?
Hmm?
When you get right down to it, what about Mike Hageman?
Well, anyway, good for them. Good for Cliff, a good friend of the station, a good friend of the show. A great guy, as we all know. Good for Rayfield Wright, who, I mean, both of them certainly can make a very convincing case that the Ring of Honor is not the only thing they need to be inducted into.
And good to somebody else, too.
Who?
Good to Jerry Jones.
Yeah, good for Jerry.
For doing the right thing. Because right. When you look at that Ring of Honor, he has righted a lot of wrongs. He's the guy that put Leroy Jordan in, who should have been in a long time before he was inducted. So good for Jerry Jones for doing the right thing.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is, Jerry, let's speed up the timetable even more. You know, it wouldn't hurt.
No, it certainly wouldn't. And, you know, I know what his you know, his fear is, I mean, he wants to keep the Cowboys Ring of Honor special and better than anybody else. And it's there.
Do you guys remember the old RFK one? Where
Shirley Povich was on there.
What the hell was that?
Writer. Yeah, everybody in the world that's ever
they
come
They had a million
there.
People on their stadium that I'd never even heard of.
Tell you somebody else is like that. Denver.
Yeah.
But
all right, but now it's not for us to say. Because we weren't there. We don't know what those guys mean to those franchises.
A writer?
Well, I mean, you can make an argument against that, that it should be only for players and people affiliated with the team. And I mean, this is going to be almost like heresy coming from me, but I don't know if necessarily the thing to do is put Blackie Sherrod up there one of these days. But, you know, it's hard for anybody out here in the hinterlands to evaluate what those guys meant to those teams. Well, I mean, we're not there. We don't know. And when in the case of the Redskins, that's a very old franchise. I mean, it's not like the Cowboys or the Broncos.
Will Bill Bates go in there?
I doubt it.
Okay, because if he does, then and Charlie Waters isn't in there, there's something wrong.
I doubt if Bill Bates would go in there, but I wouldn't rule it out.
I'm not so sure that Bill Bates doesn't deserve to go in. It's not like that. I don't think you got to be an absolute terrific player and just have Hall of Fame credentials and a lot of all pros and a lot of Pro Bowls. I think it's what you meant to the team and how you conducted yourself. And I mean, who illustrates that better than Bill Bates?
Yeah, but he had all those kids sleeping around. Or was that with one woman?
That was pretty much with one woman, as far as anybody knows.
It's good work, then.
Yeah. Sneak!
It's good work on your part.
Wow.
All right. We got a lot of stuff to get to, and as we said, the show's going to be a little bit on the truncated side today. But we got a lot of sports talk here, and we're going to get to all of it. Now, there is sports. One thing that we did promise yesterday that we would do, and we are going to do it today. And that is a segment of cowboy phone calls for white guys only. Now, yesterday we attended to the cowboy phonage need of the brother.
Black.
Today we're going to attend to the cowboy phonage need of the white man.
White.
Because we know he has that. And he must, those needs must be recognized and addressed. And we're going to do that today. We will promise you that. What else do we have to get to here today?
College foosball.
Oh, yes, college foosball. Going to do a couple segments on that. There's plenty of baseball out there to get to. So it's definitely going to be an action-packed day here on the Little Hardline. So I see you're not wearing a snake shirt today.
No, I'm not.
Why?
Quota.
Because the only one I have, I wore yesterday. And don't put out the call for...
No, I am putting out the call.
So
I am putting
stupid.
Out the call.
This is so dumb.
He shows up yesterday wearing a Coppell Copperheads
snake.
T-shirt.
Someone gave it to me.
Right. A Coppell Copperheads, who are in the Texas Collegiate League, T-shirt with the logo of a snake on it.
Quota.
And we remarked how nice it would be if he had a snake shirt of some sort to wear every day. Like maybe an Arizona Rattlers shirt.
Carolina Cobras.
Right.
Cobra.
So we need to put out the call. If you know where any such shirts are, or if you have one yourself, where a snake is either referenced or depicted on the shirt, we need it. We need
Kick
that
it.
Shirt.
Because you want me every day to be decked out in snake gear.
Yes. That's right. That's what I want.
I wear a large T-shirt, all right?
You like that Older. Idea, Grego?
So any of our buddies out in Toler...
Are they the snakes?
They're the Toler Rattlers.
All right. Let's get us a shirt.
Somebody is the rattlesnakes.
High school?
Yeah.
Snape.
What a beating. That's my gag, is to wear snake shirts every day.
Is that the only one you have, is the Coppell?
Yeah.
Don't you have something else that says snake on it?
I don't think so.
Mm. Isn't somebody the water moccasins, too?
Snake.
Surely so.
I believe Eagle Pass is the rattlesnakes.
Or someone the moccasins? Just straight moccasin?
Snake. Somebody is a moccasins. I just can't remember who it is. Where's,
all right,
where's Craig Way when we need him? We can get Craig Way here, and he could rattle off every one of them that we needed.
No pun intended.
All right, got to find it. Got to find it. Got to get those shirts in here. If you've got one,
go.
If you've got one, you'll be donating your shirt to the greater good by doing this.
Because I need T-shirts, let me tell you. Don't have any of those.
Especially free ones.
That's right. We have to get his snake wardrobe up and running.
So we need just generic T-shirt with like a boa constrictor on it.
Right, right. I mean, even if it's a product, maybe, that has a snake in the logo, a picture of that, maybe a blown up cobra or something like that already to
cobra.
Strike. That's what we need.
And to every wedding, I'll just wear like a sports jacket with my big snake shirt underneath it. Everywhere I go.
I've got 20 bucks.
Yes. All right, that's what we need. Got to get it up and running. Now, I know we can count on the P1 to help us out on this. I know we can. I mean, you guys have come through on things less than this. So if you've got one of those shirts or you know where one is, Cobra needs it.
And every T-shirt that we get depicting a snake, a cobra, a copperhead, a water moccasin will be exchanged for a ticket T-shirt.
Snake.
That's a fair deal.
And some weed.
No. No.
That's what Corby said earlier.
I didn't hear him say that. Now, you need to send those shirts to me so I can look them over first, and then we can present them to him on the air.
Michael?
So send them to me so I can screen them first.
Mike Ryder.
Make sure they are worthy of being worn by the Cobra.
Cobra.
All right, it is 4:05. We'll get rolling with something meaningful next.